Good morning, everybody, and welcome in to this edition of the Mary Griffith Show. And no, Mary's voice has not gotten deeper. It's me, Scott Hardy, sitting in for Mary, of course, and pleased as punch to have alongside this morning the executive director of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce, Bruce Guthrie. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you along as well.
Great to be here.
And this time of year, it's starting to get busy for you. Lots of activities, right?
Lots of activities. You know, this is a great year. You know, we're May. It's May today, right?
I know. Yeah.
Scary. It's crazy. Anyway.
I know.
Well, you know, what May brings is for us is the Dogwood Parade. The Chamber of Commerce here has put on the parade for many, many years, and we are thrilled to do it every year. It's such a great event, and this is no difference this year. The only thing I can say is the volume of people interested in the parade has just been incredible. Not only calls to our office, but also be an entry in the parade. We are sold out. We're at 130 entries, which is just amazing.
It really is, because So many things that have gotten started in 1970 with Mary Lou Kent, well, you don't see them much around anymore, but not this. I mean, that sounds like things are going better than ever, really.
Well, it's great. You know, this is the 56th year of this parade. Again, it's such a wonderful event for this community that celebrates the, you know, spring and summer coming and beautiful weather and dogwoods, of course, and everything that summer brings. And you know, we're just really proud to be able to present it. It's a challenge at times, but we love it. We like that. I give a lot of credit to my staff. Kenyatta McFall puts it together, our event manager, and she does a great job. You know, all the different sizes of floats and different entries and everything. So, no, this is a great year because also it's the theme is based all around, celebrating our heritage. Because for a couple of things, Blessing Health System, which is the sponsor of this parade, which has been our presenting sponsor for many years, such a great supporter of the community, they're celebrating, 150 years of the hospital. And then you got the bicentennial for Adams County, 200 years. A lot of excitement for this year. I know the bicentennial committee they've been working on a float for this, an entry. Plus, you know, they came on, Scott, we do awards. We do three different awards. We do, and I'll go through them. We do the Mayor's Award, which is kind of the smaller float. We do the Governor's Award, which is the larger float over 10 feet. And then the Mary Lou Kent Award, which is named after Mary Lou Kent, which is awarded the best uses the theme of the parade. And those are they start at $100 and go up to $250. So what you can win for that. And then in addition, this year the Bicentennial Committee approached me and said, "Hey, we want to do some awards and to celebrate." And we said, "Sure, come on." So they're doing an award based on that reflect the bicentennial celebration, the bicentennial of Adams County, and they're doing a first place of $500, second place $300, and third place $200. So we got a lot of things going.
Wow. So if anybody can get the John Wood Mansion up on a trailer and parade it down the street, you might be able to win that prize.
You could.
You very well could. So, let's just get some parade things out of the way. Mm-hmm. No, you can't throw candy from the street. It's not allowed. Yes, Main Street is going to be closed from about 5th Street all the way out to what?
We go to 36th.
36th, okay.
Yep, we go to 36th. We actually, we get so many entries, we start utilizing the Quincy Public School, High School, their parking lot. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, a couple of things I want to emphasize is, you know, we're going to have a big crowd and enjoy it. Try to stay out of the street, kind of stay back. I know the kids and stuff want to jump into the street for the candy and everything, but kind of stay back. The other thing I want to say is please, I really highly recommend you pick up after yourself. We have a crew that comes by afterwards, but we wanted to make it look better and cleaner than when we started. So if everybody could do that, that would really help out. And I know there's a lot of folks that do parties and have a great time out there. And of course, there's a lot of other activities going on along the parade route, especially with the Lorenzo Bullhouse with their festival. So we just encourage everybody to come out, get your seat. And it's also going to be televised on WGN. They're televising it. And of course, we're hoping for great weather. That's the key here. And it's looking good. So let's keep knocking on something around here.
Sunny and 63 in the forecast right now. So,
I like
hearing
that, Scott.
Yeah, so you know, I'll accept praise for that and blame for if it's not, even though I can't control it. But how is if you can give me a real quick snapshot of how is the business climate in Quincy going so far this year? How do you think it's going?
You know, I think it's going very well. You know, there's challenges, Scott. There's always challenges, and we're hearing some of that. You know, I think there's some. You know, there's always that. There's always the challenges of workforce, getting employees. There's some challenges for daycare for their employees. The more I talk to folks, you know, there is a little bit of a, how do I want to say, a hesitancy or a little bit of a concerning, you know, the economy, maybe the tariff situation, which I know is going to affect us in some way probably. But you know what? I don't think it's hard to get any kind of real answer on the tariff. So, but I'm hearing a little bit of that. But overall, we have such a thriving economy here and a lot of good businesses and good support, Scott. And, you know, the Chamber has 550 members, and I think that represents, what, 27, 28,000 employees. So we've been very fortunate in this community. And we have still a lot of great things going. You know, we still have business development. We still have people opening businesses. You know, we're seeing what's happening up and down Broadway. Besides the road work is being done, which is so incredible. I know it's kind of a pain, but hang in there, folks. That's part of progress, and we got to fix those roads, and we got to fix that underneath, which has been pretty old for many years.
Yeah.
And we just got to do it. So hang in there, drive carefully. But all the construction besides on the road has been construction on development, and we're seeing that with you know, not long through there with Canes and Target, the new there Tom Marx's development there at 30th Street, I guess, you know, RP Lumber, a lot of things going on, and we see a lot of things with the businesses. We're seeing it every day. You know, we saw Freddy's is coming in as a restaurant. There's a lot of discussion going on, I know, confidentially with Greta and the mayor on other developments. You know, where I look across the street over here on 3rd Street coming across the bridge with that that old hotel, and there's still a lot of conversation going on there that looks very positive. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that for that area. A lot of great things are going, and we as a chamber, our role is to connect businesses. It's helped to solve problems, help lead them in a direction where they can get help. It's also to help make this community thrive. We have a great community.
Amazingly enough, though, yes, you are putting on the Dogwood Parade, which, you know, it takes several months to do, but you're not done after that, are you?
No, we've always got a few things lined up, don't we? We got a crazy coming this summer. We do a lot of things, you know. We're constantly working on various events and activities for our members. One of them, you know, we do these business after hours, before hours. We just had a great one with Target that past week. We had a great ribbon cutting with the new baseball team, the Doggy Paddlers. Which is exciting. And we have a business after hours next week on May 8th with Heartland Bank. I'll just give you an example. Come on out and enjoy that at Heartland Bank there on Main up there by the high school. I'm trying to think of 33rd. Okay. Maybe that's it. I'll get my streets down here, Scott. So we got a lot of things going. We also have, you know, we've done this year our second year of our Leadership Institute, which is a focused institute of young leaders in our community and being immersed in our community, understanding what we're about and understanding the importance of volunteering and getting involved. We have our last class session on May 13th, and they'll graduate in June. We have 20 local leaders that have been doing this for 9 months. So we just opened up our applications for 2025-26. Classes will start in September. You can go to our website, quincychamber.org, and you can apply. It's a great program, and we're just really proud. We're really, really proud of that. And we also do, you know, we have young professionals groups, Scott, that we handle, and they're doing a lot of events activities. So we always got something going.
Very, very good. And if this basically works for the young leadership, is that after working hours is when they?
We try to do an activity every month where they're getting again involved in the community. They're, you know, I think last month they did some wine tasting with Wine on Broadway. They've been over at Dick Brothers Brewery, done the tours. They've gotten behind the scenes, everything. But it's a great way for young professionals to connect and network, get to know each other, because there's so many people out there that'll help each other, that will help you. I tell that all the time to our business owners, Scott, that there's people out there to help you, even competitors. A lot of great people, they want to help you because they know the bigger picture that when you're successful, everybody's successful. So we try to connect people. And that's why we do these networking type events We do have what we call intentional networking events, like a coffee and conversations where we bring people in, have some experts in different fields. But it's all about creating value also for your membership. Scott, we want to bring value to that, what you're paying for.
Right.
And that's what we're there for, is to help you. So call us. We always tell business, call us if you got an issue. We might not have the answer, but we'll lead you that direction.
Right. And at the leadership class, it's a nice way to set up the leaders of the future. Instead of just assuming that somebody's going to do it, you go ahead and instruct them and kind of put those people in place who want to do it and just say, here's how we can help you do that, get you all the links and everything, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it shows a lot of people in this community, especially you're here and you're doing everything, your daily life, you're not understanding all the things that go on. You don't realize all the things behind the scenes at John Wood Workforce Center, at Gates Air, at Titan, in the health industry at Blessing. And we've been very fortunate. All those people know it's going to kind of behind-the-scenes tour. But more importantly, Scott, as we're trying to emphasize that you need to get involved. In some way, get involved. That's what makes this community what it is, why we're able to do all these wonderful events like the Dogwood. We got a lot of wonderful volunteers for that, like Blues in the District that's coming up in June. A lot of volunteers for that. The Quincy Farmers Market volunteers. I mean, there's so many things that we need people to help out. And, of course, we're not even talking about all the other events that you have or activities or mm-hmm. nonprofits that need events, your school, your church, whatever it may be, your Girl Scout or Boy Scout, Cub Scout. You know, you need people to help out to make it happen.
You sure do. Bruce Guthrie, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure you'll be the honorary Grand Marshal of the parade coming up Saturday morning here. The Dogwood Festival, the parade getting underway at 9:25. Stay off the streets. Be patient with the candy. You'll get to it eventually. And remember, a good portion of Main Street's going to be closed for a good part of the day on Saturday. We'll remind you about that. Bruce, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Scott. I appreciate it very much.
You betcha. You have a great day. We're at 9:30. Stay tuned. We'll update you on the latest commodity prices on the way on the Mary Griffith Show here on WTAD.